Done messed up, y'all. They done put Dukes and Bell at Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes right here off of Peachtree Industrial. We are about to have a great time with our friends from Michelob Ultra Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Mike, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for the World Cup? Team USA in action tonight. Paraguay, 9 o'clock is the first kick, guys.
Right.
And look, I only say this because I think a lot of people, it's been the build-up and the lead-up.
Right.
It's one of the reasons why we're here, Michelob Ultra, the presenter, obviously, for the World Cup. But I think now that it's here, hopefully more people will get engaged. You know what I mean? Because we've said it. It's been kind of quiet. We've been talking about the rooms not all being filled here in the ATL and what's been going on around the country. Team USA playing in L.A. tonight. But I hope people will get engaged with this and pay attention to it, Mike. And you know how this goes. Look, usually we as Americans follow this thing until our team is out of it, right? That's usually how this goes. With it now being in North America, though, and all these wonderful locations, including Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I don't know. Maybe people pay a little bit more attention, but the World Cup is finally here.
Yeah, man. Now, here's the question. I heard Steakhouse, I heard the Morning Shift, Andy Randy talking about it. You and I touched on it yesterday. What are your expectations for Team America? Because, you know, now, Carl, with the expanded playoff, now 32 teams advance to the second round.
Correct.
As opposed to the old, because they've expanded the World Cup format. So there really is no excuse. Win one match, and you're pretty much in. You know, and there's always generally two good teams and two not-so-good teams in each of the groups, and that's generally how it's been set for years. So if USA just handles their business, then hopefully we can be talking about some of those moments. Remember 94? Granted, it was an own goal, but we beat Colombia. And that was Alexi Lawless with the big red hair and the big baggy shorts. And it was a different time. I talked about the 94 World Cup and Ireland and Italy playing at the Meadowlands. It was bananas. New York City was upside down. I think we're going to have that same kind of juice here with the Spanish fans. And maybe some more when we get, again, one of the semifinal matches here at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Which is known as Atlanta Stadium.
Atlanta
Stadium.
You're correct. It is not Mercedes-Benz.
Because Mercedes didn't spend money on FIFA.
World Cup. Spain versus Cape Verde at noon on Monday is going to be the first match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But our friends from Michelob Ultra, guys, giving you a chance to win tickets. Now, here's the deal. 2 o'clock right now until 4:30, okay, is when this is going to go. And if you are coming out here at 6 tonight, you're going to be late. All right? I'm just telling you. Ultra's giving away tickets to a World Cup match here in the ATL. But if you want to try to win those, their crew will be here between right now and 4:30. So I'm looking at Matthew, our guy, and that's what he told us. So I want to make sure everybody's clear because, Mike, we gave out some tickets yesterday up at the lake at the Twisted Oar, and I think some of our listeners showed up afterwards and were like, hey, they had already done the contest. So 4:30 today, guys, if you want to try and win these tickets.
Get on, man. We'll have this competition. It's almost like that game you play at Dave & Buster's, like the skeet ball type thing.
Yes,
but with
a
soccer ball.
Yes, it is.
It's hard. Right. But whether you have skills or not, I remember we did it on the Beltline a couple of months ago. It was like last month. Remember
we had that party there
at right across from Rathbun's. Where the hell were we, Bo?
Right there on the Beltline.
Yeah.
It
was so great. I can't remember the name of it.
Ladybird.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
See, this is where it starts, kids. It's starting already. Short-term memory loss.
Hey,
here it comes. Sooner or later, it's going to be like a Dukes and what's his name? You know, like,
yeah.
I remember Carl that time. You're Carl, right? Anyway, sorry, I'm going to sound like Stadler and Waldorf. But that was a lot of fun. Same thing here today. And we never get up to Doraville, by the way. We're never up the Peachtree Industrial neck of the woods off Tilley Mill. So a lot of folks who never get to see us come by and see us today.
Yeah, man. There's a great farmer's market down the road here I go to. There's a lot of cool restaurants, and Jimmy's is one of them. Food is really good here, and Mike, the margaritas.
Oh, Genesis behind the bar. It's the ultimate margarita, and it is yum. So there's my vitamin C. I'm fighting scurvy today. I know you're a tequila man, but Mick Ultra, again, special today. Grab a Mick Ultra and have a good old time. I tell you what. I'm watching, you know, the hockey last night.
Yeah,
two things. I get so angry because I think it could have worked here to see what's going on with, you know, both Vegas
and
Raleigh, North Carolina, of all places.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things last night I was just so frustrated. But one thing for certain, soccer was so big here in 17 and 18. We ever get that magic we got with United when we started? We ever get that back? I know we still have the hardcore fans go.
Yeah.
But the supporter section, the crowds have dwindled a little bit. It's just not the same juice.
Yeah, I think you don't have the star power you once did. Like with everything, Mike. You know, your
the newness of it?
Yeah, you're white hot. And I told you that when it happened. I said, what happens with this team?
Right.
Mike and I were having a conversation. He was really amped up on the whole, you know, this is a great experience. And it was. And it is.
But is it sustainable was the question.
Yeah. And I said, when things cool off, because I saw it in Houston. You know, the Houston Dynamo came into existence like 06, 07. All right? We didn't get the Atlanta United until when? 16, 17.
Right?
So I saw the same thing where everybody was excited and it was going good. And Oscar De La Hoya was part owner of that team. So he would show up and it was great until it wasn't. And when they started to not have the star power, people stopped going to the matches. And I think right now, coming off the season we had last year with Atlanta United, there's just, you know, Mike Conte, we've had the Jason Longshore, we've had these conversations. You keep waiting for it to click and then have that sustainability with the attacking offense. You know, 4 or 5 goals scored, Mike. There wasn't a match in 17, 18. We would go to, and we weren't going to get 4 or 5 goals.
And I talked about this, the newness of it. Remember Mercedes-Benz, they were putting the finishing touches on the roof and everything else. So it was at Georgia Tech. So we're outdoors.
That's right.
The environment, I mean, a sea of black, red, and gold going down Tech Wood. It was just, it's hard to explain how cool it was. But folks on board, especially, I'm looking forward to being downtown and seeing everything, all the new stuff at Centennial Yards. You know, as part of this, you know, this celebration that we're going to have with the matches and against Spain, Cape Verde Islands, but Spain, a lot of their fans already here in Atlanta.
Do you think, because of the fandom we have for Atlanta United, how much that helps the viewers here? Because look, what I'm telling you is there are a lot of cities who don't have any kind of professional soccer. And I don't know if those cities are going to be as interested. If maybe they are just because it's USA, but I do think having an MLS team in your city does help. People care about the sport overall, Mike. That's all. I'm not telling you, you know, our viewing is going to go off the charts.
Right.
But I do think for Atlanta, because we've had this experience with Atlanta United, more people may be interested.
And yesterday, you know, Western Oar was off the chain.
It's great.
In hindsight, probably should have just spent the night up there. But anyway, a good time, a blast, and so many new listeners and old friends we got to see last night. Thanks to Mick Ultra for getting us up there at Twisted Oar, and hopefully we'll do some more. Thanks to Ryan and his staff. Great time. But when that thing starts last night, the pomp and circumstance in Mexico City, with you know, it's epic. I mean, it really is. It's dramatic.
Yeah.
Today, Canada will have the same thing. They're playing up in Toronto against Bosnia and Herzegovina. You mentioned Team USA taking on Paraguay, our good friend Miguel Almiron. I don't expect Miguel to do anything. He doesn't do anything for us anymore.
No, he doesn't.
I expect him to do anything for Paraguay. But that'll be in L.A. tonight. Or 9 o'clock.
Meanwhile, guys, we do have a couple of stories we're following. We're going to talk to our buddy Joe Patrick, who covers the Falcons, coming up at around 2:40 today. The news late yesterday after talking about Storm Norton going on the PUP list, I said Storm Norton is done for the season. And
second year in a row.
Yeah, man. Look, this is like the Trice situation, Mike.
You know what? It sucks because, you know, here's a guy. He's not making, like, big bank. You know, if you're a first-round pick or something, here's a guy who's hanging on. And, look, he's making the NFL. He's trying to get to that pension level. You know, that's what I was thinking about, years of service. And that's, amongst, you know, I know fans don't think about it, but he's such a good dude. And he really has stepped in. And, man, we missed him last year. We had to go to Elijah Wilkinson. If you really feel for the guy, because, got to be honest, probably – Not like good odds of having an NFL career after this.
It's tough, man. I mean, when you've been off the field literally for 2 seasons, that's hard to overcome. And that's why, like, I'm talking about Braylon Trice, for those who don't know, who hasn't played a down for us because he's been hurt in both preseasons.
Right.
He was a guy that came out of Washington, guys, was the captain of that defense. He was there when Mike was there, and there were a lot of high expectations. But here's a guy that we don't know.
Right.
He is cleared. It has been practicing in OTAs, and I think they'll be out there for next week's mandatory minicamp. But I have no expectations for Trice, even though there were high expectations when he got drafted. For Storm Norton, for a guy that's, you know, really carved out a niche, Mike, as a swing tackle,
right?
It's just going to be tough after missing 2 complete seasons and coming back off of an ankle injury. And a guy asked me, literally, Dukes, what the hey did he do to his ankle? I have no idea.
Well, whatever it is. Well, I mean, you think about it. Who is it? He was involved with the Hawks, the former Duke star.
Grant Hill.
Grant Hill had the ankle. They never got right.
Yep.
They botched the surgery allegedly down, I think it's pretty well known now, down in Orlando. Never got right. It was always a good player, but never the same player.
Yeah. So that news is out there. We'll talk to Joe about that. And I don't know if you guys have seen it or not. I did retweet it today and put him up. C. Dukes. Follow me. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. Did you see that dime by Tua Tagovailoa yesterday to Zachariah Branch? I mean, a deep ball. For all of you out there who says he doesn't have an arm, it's a fake narrative, okay?
Noodle arm.
Tua threw that thing last night. I saw the highlight, Mike, and I was like, okay. Then I saw another angle of it. He's dropping.
All right, you know what?
He's dropping dots.
Stop it. Stop it.
Dots.
Stop it.
You didn't see this?
I saw it. I'm going to tell you one thing. In the words of Allen Iverson, we talking about practice. Practice. You're talking about a man throwing a football in practice.
Where else is he supposed to throw it?
Practice.
In the parking lot?
In a game? No, we talking about practice.
Man, that was a dot. I'm just saying.
All right.
Him and Zach might be on the same page.
Now you're going to trigger the panics, people.
Look, it's not my fault that Tua's dropping dimes out there.
Right.
I just wanted to see.
In practice.
This is what we want to see him do, though, is deliver the ball down the field. Can I get some 40, 50-yard throws? That's what we need, Mike. We need explosive
plays. But I will say this, though. I'm stoked. We talked about with Dave Archer yesterday. I can't wait to see Zachariah Branch. I can't wait to see what he.
I saw him in that highlight after the ball was dropped right back in his bread basket.
He caught it.
Bam!
In practice. But I can't wait to see him when it's real.
Bam! Right there. 404-726-0929. You guys didn't see it? It's out there. Go ahead and check it out.
All right.
Hey, man, we need competent quarterback play. And as long as if that was Penix yesterday, Mike, I'd be praising him as well, saying it's good to see. But we've seen Michael do this. We've seen Penix drop the ball in deep routes,
right,
out routes. Matter of fact, the ball that what's-his-face got hurt on. What's up, Darnell?
Yes, that was a big sideline throw.
A big throw.
Yep, Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, man. So we've seen Michael Penix do it. But I'm just saying, I think there is a narrative out there about Tua and what he can and can't do. And, it's just not true.
All right. Practice.
More of the Falcons.
Talking about practice.
Coming up. Hey, Braves last night and White Sox postponed due to weather, guys. That game will be made up August 20th. So no game last night, but we will get into the Mets series with Grant today. As he said, I'm paraphrasing, the Mets suck, and they still do.
Yeah,
they're trying to work themselves out of this mess, and I don't know if they'll be able to.
I mean, we were even talking about who's going to be the first team to start selling. Well, you're 15.5 in the division, you know, and maybe you can make it 18 by the time this is over. But yeah, I think the Mets, you could if they're already done, put the fork in them up there at Citi Field.
Yeah, man. And look, we lost that series, but hopefully we can get right back and win a series here against the Mets because, you know, again,
White Sox are a pesky team.
They're
young and dumb. They do a lot of dumb things on the base paths, but they still found a way to beat us, and our bats went cold in that second game. We wasted a good effort from Sale.
Yeah.
Guys getting picked off first base. We had.
So hopefully we'll see. We'll talk about that along the way. It's a Friday show, man. We're out here having a good time again. Where are we? Somewhere you want to be. Jimmy's Tequila, right here off of Peachtree Industrial, guys. You can't miss it. And we'll be out here until 6 o'clock. And once again, our friends from Ultra. Michelob Ultra, giving you a chance to win tickets to a World Cup match right here in the ATL between now and 4:30. Their crew will be out here. As a matter of fact, I think they might be pulling up. But they'll be out here, and they got their own games going on.
Yeah.
So you can come by, hang out with us, get a margarita, and some great food here at Jimmy's. All right, we're coming back. When we do, we're going to talk to Joe Patrick at 40 after the hour. We'll get his take on all this stuff with the Falcons. But when we return, Mike, a lot of people saying it doesn't matter what happens in this next game. It's Dukes and Bell.